Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Step back jumper. Oh! Shaedon Sharp! Go! Brother! Unbelievable.
Ah! It looked like he was going to throw himself in the ring.
Kevin Clavero, Lamar Hurd on the Trail Blazers broadcast. Blazers broadcasting as the Blazers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 106-98. Shaedon Sharp take over, 33 points. And in that fourth quarter, oh boy, that dunk. Holy smoke.
Yeah, I'll just say all of the decorum that comes with being in the media section went out the window. Whoa. On that one. I tweeted out the Joe Rogan meme of the knockout where they all like leaned back and lost it. That's what we all did. Like all of us, we were all just like holding each other back. Like, oh my God. Because look, when a big play happens, whether it's for Portland or another team, we all look at each other like, oh, that was pretty good.
A little golf clap.
Have a little bit of fun. Like, woof, that was nasty. But that one was just, number one, it was right in front of us. Number two, the way he just ran up to it, the pacing of it, where he caught it, how he caught it, like how the seas just kind of parted.
If anybody slips just like even a partial shoulder into that picture, mm-hmm. You don't get that. It was just
free lane.
Boom.
Yeah. And the way he went up, he just floated and packed it. And it was like, oh my, that place erupted.
That was awesome.
Absolutely erupted. So two games against Minnesota, both games start the same way where Shaedon settles for like a hezzy tween hang dribble pull up. And you're like, and he bricked them horribly. And you're like, that's not your bag, dude.
Is that a punk band name?
Yes.
Hezzy tween,
hang dribble pull up.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's passive. Like in game one, he's got Mike Conley in transition twice. He's like, eh. And he just kind of goes like, no. In both games, Chauncey, first game was like, hey, you need to be aggressive. The second game, it was more of a bleepity bleep. Stop that.
Yeah.
And not in a negative way. It was like, we just had this talk. Be aggressive. And all of a sudden, downhill. And he gets going. And then he walks into a three. Cash. Then downhill, walks into a three. It's like those, like if Shaedon Sharp is taking off the dribble threes, you want him walking into it like a secondary transition guy or, you know, coming off a curl, like a one dribble pull. Like that's the kind of thing. You don't want him dancing with the ball and then going to the three.
And that's one of the frustrating parts, though, is that like, all right, when is that going to become how he comes
out
and starts a game as opposed to needing to get his ass ripped by mm-hmm. Chauncey Billups. And look, in time, I think another thing too is Shaedon Sharp has not played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, no, it's rhythm and timing and finding it all.
And he'll have his ups and his downs. Mm-hmm. And right when he came back, it looked like, oh, hey, Shaedon Sharp, he's back. And then we had a couple clunkers. And then the last two, Shaedon Sharp has been, as advertised, what everybody had talked about all offseason long about the way that he had performed, kind of getting a little bit of that FU in him and being able to take over some of the more talented runs in this offseason. Well, you're seeing a little bit of that come out in Shaedon Sharpe. Again, like the last two games, really nice wins for Portland. I think really nice wins for Portland.
There's something going on with that Minnesota team.
Yeah, I think there is something.
They rolled over and showed their belly. Like, look.
Twice.
Here, you give Portland the first game, the shooting variance, they just hit everything. You're just like, oh my God. You know, when you hit 18 of 32 threes, it's like, okay.
Throw your hands up and you say, all right.
You know, those will happen to you. But last night, Dante DiVincenzo looked like he wanted no part of playing basketball for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It was bad.
Yeah, the Blazers covered by 18 and a half.
Yeah, just insane stuff. I mean, he was 1 of 10. Ant's 0 for 9.
Hey.
Look, as bad as Portland was, that 4 of 42, Minnesota was almost just as bad. They were 7 of 39 from 3. And it's just a big part of that. Again, you give credit to the Trailblazers last night as far as Donovan Clingan shutting down the paint. Like, it was incredible. But they also, if you go back, and again, I already have, you go back and you watch the film, Minnesota has a
wide open
truckload of open threes.
Wide open looks.
And you're just like, ooh, they play. Look, the Blazers scored 106 points. On most nights, they're not winning.
Nope.
They only hit 9 threes. Now, again, you give them credit for making it a rock fight, and you keep Minnesota from scoring for like 6 straight minutes in the fourth quarter. Like,
well, Portland gave them so many opportunities to blow that game. And look, Shaedon Sharpe, as well as he played, 2 turnovers in the fourth quarter, the step-in three that he just clanked, where you're like, what is that? There's 3 straight possessions where it's like Minnesota got 0 points out of it, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
the pass into Donovan, the bounce pass through like 5 people. You're like, what are you doing,
My goodness. But there were opportunities where even getting their butts kicked, like Minnesota could have, it was a 5-point game on one of those turnovers, and they come back down on the other end, get nothing out of it. Because they missed, I think, an elbow three. Like, it was just like...
Nas Reed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think, what did Nas, was it 2 for 9, 2 for 8 from 3?
If that goes down, I think Portland kind of starts going,
tighten up. Yeah. And that was the thing is, you know, we were sitting there watching the game last night. We were all kind of like 5 minutes to go. All right, here comes Minnesota. They're going to wake up. They're going to hit a couple shots here. And to Shaedon Sharpe's credit, even with those turnovers, he scores 9 points in a minute 30.
Pretty good.
Look, for all of the people, again, I don't think Chauncey Billups is the best coach on the face of the planet, but they kept running actions for Shaedon to get the switch on Rudy Gobert. And guess what he did? He got the switch and got downhill and attacked and attacked and attacked, and they were able to capitalize.
Chris Murray gave some good minutes, too, last night.
Got a game ball last night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, him and Donovan both. Shea and Donovan did. He got a shout-out in the post game. That's my bad.
Yeah.
But, no, like, and again, to Chauncey's credit, he tried Roops. I thought Roops had a nice little shift. Drove Dante DiVincenzo crazy for 3 minutes. He tried Jabari Walker. Didn't work. And he's like, all right, let's try Chris. Chris got loose and absolutely banged on Rudy Gobert. The whole bench jumped up and lost their minds. Like, I thought he gave him great minutes. Julius Randle wanted no part of Tumani Kamara last night. None. Like,
I love Tumani Kamara.
Every time he had 2 on him, he was like, nah, just got off the ball. He was just done dealing with 2. Yeah. You could just see it happen.
Tumani Kamara is the guy that, like, I watch a game and I'm like,
I want one.
Son, watch number 33. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to play like.
Yep.
You want to play like him right there. And he is really damn fun to watch. And on that note, I found something in my house.
No.
Yeah. The Blazers better not screw this up because the window is small.
No. I found something in my house yesterday too. My 8-year-old, she stashed her Halloween candy.
My son, I found a sheet of paper. He was keeping track of Cooper Flagg's stats in the Kentucky game.
Oh.
The Blazers cannot screw this up.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my one sliver of hope that I pull him
away from the Lakers.
Like, yeah, LeBron is saying that he's got like 1 year left in him. Like, this is it. Like, I can pull my son away from the Lakers, and it's going to be Cooper Flagg. Mm. The Blazers can't screw this up.
What do you think he sees in Cooper Flagg that's familiar?
I don't even think he know. Like, my son, he just doesn't even notice. Like, he's not like, that guy's white. He's like, that's the best player?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, he's going to be the number one pick. And then he watched him play and was like, I like him.
Mm.
Like, he liked the way that he played. And I think a dunk helped against Kentucky. I think a dunk really, like, he's like, ooh. This is the chance. The Blazers can pull my idiot son away from the Lakers. And I need them to do it. And you got to lose games. You can't be winning back-to-backs against the Timberwolves.
Right? Yeah, or we're going to lose Portland's great white hope.
Cooper Flagg is it, but I found it was a full-on stat sheet. He was keeping points, rebounds, fouls. Didn't like some of the calls, apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't like some of the calls on the fouls.
I'll tell you what, college basketball refs are nothing for you to get excited about. Vancouver text line, win or lose, I love watching the hustle and the effort. I'll watch that product all day. Look, the production you got from Shaden and Donovan was huge.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get that production. For everybody's like, see, this is it. It's like, the guys, you just had their two guys have, we're talking about Donovan leading into this. Shaden had a career high last night. Like, this is not the baseline for them.
Yeah.
What separates guys in the NBA is being able to be consistent.
Yeah.
And so, like, again, this is that text, that's what I think matters, because you'll get this level of effort and intensity, and sometimes the results won't be there.
Yeah.
Shaden made, like, tonight, Shaden was 9 of 13 from 2.
Yeah.
He was incredible from 2. Like, it was, but 3 of 10 from 3. Like, is getting 10 threes up? Good. He probably had 3 or 4 threes where I was like, that's a garbage shot.
Yeah.
Work for a better one.
Yep.
But like, that's what you want.
That is it. That's it. Gosh, we got a chance.
No?
Yeah. My son's not an idiot. I love him. He's a very smart kid. Mm. He's a very smart kid. It's just the Lakers. Yeah. The Lakers do that to me, and I apologize.
Mm.
It's the
Don't
Lakers.
Apologize.
It is. It's the Lakers. They do that to
me. I'm just saying that's the regionality. Don't apologize. It just comes with being from here. We all hate the Lakers.
Yeah, but you know what? He is a Laker fan because of LeBron James. And I love LeBron James.
And again, and I said the other day, too, the first sports post story I ever had was
James Worthy.
James Worthy. Mm.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
I did also have it a Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. All right. Well, good game by the Blazers. Good game by the Blazers.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.